You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's do this. This is the Monday edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your very gracious and humble host, Eric G. Thank you for making me a part of your day. Coming up in this episode, we're going to talk about Paul George and whether or not we as Thunder fans would be very disappointed if George were to leave Oklahoma City and go to another team now, considering how big a disappointment he's been in a Thunder uniform. We'll also talk about it from George's perspective. And is he the type of guy that'll pull a Kevin Durant and leave something on the table in Oklahoma City in order to go someplace else, especially when it looks like there's going to be some very unfinished business for the Thunder this season? In segment number two, Carmelo Anthony chose to sit out in the latter part of the fourth quarter against the Denver Nuggets on Friday. He didn't play the entire fourth quarter, didn't play in overtime. Thunder lose that game. So we'll hear from Carmelo Anthony on why he chose to sit out in the fourth quarter. And we'll also go back to Billy Donovan's comments about, has he considered sitting Carmelo Anthony in crunch time? Then finally, in segment number three, because there is a game with Golden State coming up in 2 days, or actually less than a day away. We're less than a day away from that. I keep thinking 2 days, but we are less than a day away from that. We'll hate on Golden State a little bit, just for fun. I will talk about the thing that really upsets people about the Warriors here in Oklahoma City. We'll scrape away all the surface stuff, including Kevin Durant, although that's part of it. But we'll go to the heart of what truly upsets Thunder fans about Golden State. And then we'll close things out on a high note today with Maurice Cheeks, who spoke to the media this afternoon and discussed getting into the Hall of Fame. It's long overdue, so we get to hear Mo's reaction to when he got the call and what it means for him to finally be in basketball's hallowed halls. There we go. All right, so that's what's coming up today on the Locked On Thunder podcast. If you don't know who I am, my name is Eric G, and I did radio in Oklahoma City for 4 years. I'm a credentialed member of the media. I go to practice like I did today, and I also go to the games, and I go to shoot-arounds, and I do my best to get audio and video and post all that on LockedOnThunder.com. But more importantly, I try and convey the message that the players, the front office, and the coaches want to get to you, the fans, and be that sort of go-between guy. I also work for another publication called ThunderDigest.com, thanks to Chuck Chady and Brady Trantham. We do have an episode of the G League podcast up on iTunes. I haven't seen that tweeted out yet. Brady controls all of that, so hopefully he'll tweet that out and you can listen to that. And then after tomorrow night's game with Golden State, we'll do another episode of the G League podcast. So that's my background information. Hey, real quick, if you are a business owner and you are targeting men between the ages of 18 and 44 for your business, then you've come to the right place. Not only the Locked On Thunder podcast, but the Locked On Podcast Network, which was started by David Locke, voice of the Utah Jazz. David hosts Locked On Jazz, as you can imagine, him being the voice of the Jazz. But now we've thrown MLB into the mix. And we have Locked On Diamondbacks, Locked On Padres, Locked On Rockies for all you National League West fans, Locked On Cardinals for everyone here in Oklahoma City, and also Locked On Rangers. And then there's the NFL, Locked On Raiders, Locked On Broncos. I'm sticking with that whole West theme. How about Locked On Seahawks? It's all right there at the Locked On Podcast Network. 98% of the people that listen to those podcasts are men. 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. Email David Locke. That's D-L-O-C-K-E at gmail.com. That's D-L-O-C-K-E at gmail.com. And he will tell you about our very reasonable rates. We've taken too long. We've had all the pomp and circumstances. Let's talk Oklahoma City Thunder basketball. Thunder go 1-1 over the weekend, which seems to be a recurring theme. But on Sunday, they broke a 3-game losing streak when they knocked off the New Orleans Pelicans down in NOLA, and Russell Westbrook recorded his 5th straight triple-double against the Pelicans. That's the 103rd for his career. leaves him with five left to pass Jason Kidd for third on the all-time triple doubles list. And even though Russ did what he normally did, had a great game shooting percentage wise, scored 26 points, Paul George was all the rage in the first half, and George finished with 27 points, but percentage-wise, not that great. Went 9 of 24 from the field, only 3 of 11 from beyond the arc. When you compare him to Carmelo Anthony, the other new guy to come into Oklahoma City, Anthony had a much better day, going 4 of 8 from beyond the arc, 6 of 16 and 16 points. All right, enough numbers. Let's talk about what really matters with Paul George and what we need to be thinking about as Thunder fans. The bottom line is, Paul George has not been as good as advertised, or at least as good as we wanted him to be when he came to Oklahoma City. We all had visions in our head of Paul George picking up the slack that Kevin Durant had left behind. And when you added Carmelo Anthony to the mix, there wasn't anybody in the West that was going to be able to contend with this team other than the Golden State Warriors. Even if the Thunder finished third in the West, which is where most of us thought they would finish, they were going to be built for the playoffs. And when all was said and done, it was coming down to them and Golden State. You may still see Golden State in the second round of the playoffs, but chances are the Thunder aren't going any further than that. And I was even thinking, as late as this weekend, the Thunder might not get past the first round of the playoffs. And a lot of people were expressing that on Twitter, which, let me take the time to plug my Twitter account. That's at GEEHSO. Hit me up on Twitter and let me know your thoughts during the game, and let me know your thoughts on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Now back to Paul George. If I'm really speaking as a Thunder fan now, I don't want Paul George to leave, because the Thunder are obviously much better with him than they are without him. That being said, if Paul George leaves, since he's only been here a year and it hasn't quite been the year I've expected, it's not going to break my heart. And all I'm really going to think about as a Thunder fan, me just speaking as a fan, is what is Sam Presti going to do to replace Paul George and make sure that this team stays competitive? That's it. Not going to burn any 13 jerseys. Not going to be angry at Paul George for making that decision. It's not the same as Kevin. They don't even remotely compare. Still, I wonder if Paul George is more competitive than Kevin Durant. And the big cardinal sin that Durant made wasn't just necessarily leaving to go to the enemy that the Thunder dropped the 3-1 lead against. The cardinal sin that Kevin Durant committed was leaving unfinished business here in OKC and going to Golden State to finish what he had started. That's what irritates Thunder fans more than anything else, is that they thought Kevin Durant might have it in him to come back and want to knock off Golden State, have that bad taste in his mouth. Even if he only signed a 1-1, he was never going to be happy going to play for them now when he didn't eventually overcome them. And I'm wondering if Paul George has more heart than Kevin Durant when it comes to a situation like that. Because if I'm Paul George, I was brought in here with a ton of expectations. And the Thunder, and I'm speaking now as Paul George, we were supposed to be the team that knocked off Golden State, or at least challenged Golden State for the Western Conference crown. And when this season's over, that's not going to have happened. So am I going to be satisfied with my time in Oklahoma City? Now, maybe I've always wanted to be a Laker, and certainly that's going to be a temptation that just could be too hard to pass up, and maybe sooner is better than later. But if I'm Paul George, you can sign that 1-1 and go to Los Angeles next year while trying this season or the next season to fulfill that Oklahoma City Thunder promise that you, Carmelo Anthony, and Russell Westbrook just aren't going to fulfill this year. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe here in a few weeks I'm on the podcast talking about how wrong I was and I'm eating crow just like I did with Corey Brewer. And maybe that's the silver lining in this dark cloud, is that I've been wrong about all this before. But as a competitor, I wouldn't want my legacy in Oklahoma City to be one of disappointment. And that's what it is now, not just from an individual standpoint, but as a team standpoint. And I get the feeling in talking to Carmelo Anthony, he knows that, he understands that. I'm not going to tell you that I can read his face so well that I think Carmelo Anthony's definitely coming back. And I'm not going to tell you that I can read Paul George's face so well that I think he's going to leave or stay one way or the other. But I will tell you, it has weighed very heavy on Paul George this year. You can see the pressure on his face. And if it means anything to him, he'll come back one more year, play with Oklahoma City, and at least try to fulfill some of those promises that we thought we were getting as Oklahoma City Thunder fans. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G. We're part of the Locked On Network, your team every day. Business owners, men between the ages of 18 and 44, consume like crazy the Locked On Podcast Network. And we've added Major League Baseball now to our roster, so we have some killer podcasts like Locked On A's. We have another great podcast, Locked On Mets, Locked On Braves. It's all there for you to go and listen to. It's daily podcasts with experts that cover the team. Just like here on Locked On Thunder, except they're more expert than what I am. Not to put myself down, but we've got a lot of talent here on the Locked On Network. I'm very proud to be a part of it, and I think you will enjoy being a part of the Locked On Network because you're going to see results. All you have to do is email David Locke, D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com. That's David Locke, D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com. And he'll tell you about our very reasonable rates, and you can become not only a part of Locked On Thunder, but the Locked On Podcast Network, which gets out to so many different people. Well, boy, was that general. We get out to a lot of people around the world. And I will tell you, I've got listeners in Hong Kong. I've got listeners in Canada, various parts of Europe, because people want to know about the Oklahoma City Thunder, and you can reach them as well. So it's perfect for web-based business. David Locke, D-L-O-C-K-E, at gmail.com, and find out how you can become a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Segment number two now of the Locked On Thunder podcast, and Carmelo Anthony made a bold decision on Friday, which was not to go in during the latter part of the fourth quarter, and he could have. Carmelo Anthony ended up not playing the entire fourth quarter and not playing in the overtime against the Denver Nuggets in that loss on Friday. So why did Carmelo Anthony decide not to play? This guy's been a clutch player all his career, and until he came to Oklahoma City, he was the face of every organization he'd been a part of. Here's what Carmelo had to say.
I think I've done it before, but not that late in the game and in the quarter. I've done it before where a guy has it going and, they didn't want to break his rhythm. And, a lot of times when guys like that have it going, especially role player guys, bench guys, whatever, that gives them confidence. You believe in those guys, but not that late in the game like that. Never did that.
You've obviously taken a lot of game-winning shots in your career. That three that Russell took. What's the balance in trying to take it late in the clock so that there's not any time left, but trying to get the best possible rookie?
Yeah, it's a feel. I think everybody's different. I think that's something you would have to ask Russ, what goes through his mind at that point in time. But guys who take those shots and a lot of those shots, those situational shots, I think everybody's a little bit different. Something different goes through everybody's mind. So you would have to ask Russ that.
Hopefully after hearing that and knowing now that Carmelo Anthony made the decision not to come in and it wasn't Billy Donovan's call, some of the myths about Carmelo Anthony start getting dispelled, like he's not a team player. That was the big knock on him in Denver, and he was wildly criticized for it in New York. And I always thought that it was unfair. The thing about Carmelo Anthony since he's come to Oklahoma City, and having not covered him in Denver and New York, in Oklahoma City, he's been nothing but a team player today. In fact, Russell Westbrook was asked, what does Carmelo Anthony bring to this team other than just being Carmelo Anthony? Here's what he had to say.
He's just an overall good guy. A lot of different things that goes unnoticed. Just his ultimate sacrifice is number one, and then just being a team guy is always important as well.
Certainly, Carmelo Anthony has the respect of his teammates and has been a very valued part of this organization. Despite what his numbers say this year and him not producing at the clip that we had all hoped he would, he's at least giving the Thunder some experience. He's helping young guys. He's taking them under his wing, Jeremy Grant being one of them, and Carmelo Anthony talked about that today. In fact, if you want to see that interview, you can just go to the Locked On Thunder website at lockedonthunder.com. But there is more to Carmelo Anthony than just a guy on the court. And there's more to him than just the locker room presence. There's a calming influence. There's a maturity. There is the understanding of not only what it takes to be a team player, but even though he's never won a championship at the NBA level, he certainly knows what it takes to get there and what kind of work you have to put in. The other thing, and Billy Donovan will tell you this, is that Carmelo Anthony's not a guy that stays down long. And as a fan, you can't ask for anything more than that. As a fan, you don't want a guy that's going to constantly beat himself up night in, night out. As gratifying as that may be in the post-game locker room interviews of hearing Carmelo Anthony talk about how crummy his night is and that he's got to get better, Carmelo doesn't let anything get to him. And younger players watching this need to model their game after Carmelo Anthony's game, because he's always got that PMA, that positive mental attitude. Thank you very much, Bad Brains, and thank you very much to the Foo Fighters for reiterating that. But that's Carmelo Anthony, always positive, never looking back, always looking forward. We asked Billy Donovan last week, would you ever consider sitting Carmelo Anthony during clutch time? Here's what he had to say.
From my perspective, so this after the game, you know, I think Carmelo is a guy that is a really good voice as it relates to communication on defense. I also think that he's a guy that has been in a lot of different experiences. And, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say that, you know, that situations don't cause for any kind of substitution for anybody, you know. But I feel comfortable with Melo coming down the stretch and how he's played. But, you know, who knows? You know, if a team went out there and put four guards out there, you know, with a 6'8 center, you know, that could affect Steven Adams. You know, could affect anybody. You're always going to have to go against matchups. So it's not just Carmelo. It could be Steven. It could be anybody, you know, on our team, you know, as you're looking at that. That could be affected. You know, maybe, you know, there's we were in a situation, I think, a couple of years ago, or maybe it was last year, you know, against Washington, where they played Morris at the center spot with four guards. And Steven had a really hard time matching up. So, you know, could it be Steven? Could it be Carmelo? You know, could it be Jeremy Grant out there? Who, you know, I think we try to make the decisions that would be best for our team in those situations.
All in all, of the two, if the Thunder are only going to have one stick around next year, I'd rather have Carmelo Anthony. No, he's not the player. And yeah, I can hear a lot of screaming at your home speakers now or in your car, and I know you're going to want to keep Paul George. But just because of everything else that Carmelo Anthony is, and because he's really good at a media scrum, I want to see him stick around and finish out his career here in an Oklahoma City Thunder uniform. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up next, what did Mo Cheeks have to say about getting inducted into the Hall of Fame and what it means to him? We'll tell you on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Hello, business owners. If you are looking for the demographic of men between the ages of 18 and 44 to spend money with your company, then become a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You can do so by emailing David Locke at DLOCKE@gmail.com. It'll tell you about our reasonable rates. And it'll also tell you this. I'm going to tell you now, but David will also tell you that 98% of the folks that listen to the Locked On Thunder podcast and the Locked On Network, which are daily podcasts for teams in the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA, are men. And 80% of those are between the ages of 18 and 44. And we've got a lot of web-based businesses. There's a great coffee shop. There's a great coffee company. I said shop, but it's a coffee company that advertises with Locked On Pistons. They do a booming business. We've got companies that advertise all sorts of stuff. But this is where you want to be. This is the future of broadcasting, if we can call it that. It's the here and now. That's what podcast is. It's for an on-demand life. And that's what men between the ages of 18 and 44 live, is an on-demand life. Become a part of the Locked On Podcast Network today. Just email David Locke. It's so easy. D-L-O-C-K-E at gmail.com. Wrapping things up now on the Locked On Podcast Network, congratulations to Maurice Cheeks, assistant coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, who was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame this weekend, or was announced that he will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame this weekend. And this has been long overdue. Mo Cheeks not only playing with the 76ers and the Knicks in San Antonio in his career, but also a guy that's coached in the NBA and the CBA. It's about time. And today, Maurice Cheeks was asked what it means to him, or actually, I'm going to play this one for you, what it was like when he got that call telling him he was the newest member of the Basketball Hall of Fame.
It was kind of surreal. Like, I really didn't know what to do, what to say. It's kind of why I drifted over to Coach Donovan and Sam, because I wanted to share the news with them. So it's the reason why I drifted over to see those guys, was to kind of share that news with them and just kind of let somebody know, because I really didn't know how to feel. Like, when you get a new, you know, something like that, you want to try and, you want to let somebody know, and they were the two guys that were closest to me.
I highly encourage you to hit lockedonthunder.com at some point today and watch that entire interview with Maurice Cheeks. It's about 4.5, maybe 5 minutes long. And today it was pointed out, after shoot-around by John Reed of the Oklahoma City Thunder, this may be the first media scrum where we had an opportunity to talk to four Hall of Famers. One current Hall of Famer in Mo Cheeks, and then future Hall of Famers in Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, and Billy Donovan. And all those are available at LockedOnThunder.com. Remember, it is Golden State week. Oklahoma City, Golden State tomorrow out at the Peak. Reasons why we hate GSW. And yeah, if you're listening to this and you're a Golden State Warriors fan, Kevin Durant has a lot to do with it. But here's the thing you have to remember. We as Thunder fans have been told that free agents don't want to come here. And even my good friend Wendell Wallace out in Vegas started comparing Oklahoma City to San Francisco, and nothing against the great city of San Francisco. It's not only a fabulous place to visit, it's an amazing place to live. And I myself am really hoping to get out there at some point in my life. I would love to live in San Francisco, but Oklahoma City's home. And Oklahoma City by no means sucks. It is not only a fantastic place to live, not only is it affordable, but we've got one of the most kick-ass downtowns in all of America that should be on everybody's bucket list. Before you die, you've got to come to Oklahoma City, and you've got to experience places like Twisted Spike. You've got to go have pizza at the Hideaway. Take in an Oklahoma City Dodgers game. Obviously, you're going to go to the Peak and watch the Thunder, but you gotta go down to the Bricktown Brewery or Chilino's. And if you're single, there's Coyote Ugly and all sorts of places you can go. I think Whiskey Chicks is still in business. A beautiful Riverwalk. We've got so much to offer, and the suburbs are great. Essentially, what I'm saying here as a native Oklahoman is, when people tell you your city's not good enough for free agents or people wouldn't want to come here, yeah, we're going to band together, because Oklahoma City did, in air quotes, steal this team from Seattle. And whether we stole the team from Seattle or we got it fair and square, it really doesn't matter. It's in Oklahoma City now. And we're always going to have a lot of pride about this city. So when that point gets reiterated of people putting down our city and us having to hear that Kevin Durant didn't want to live here, yeah, we're going to rise up and speak about that and speak out about that quite often. And I do. And I'm a pimp for this city. I think everyone should want to come here and at least try and live here at some point in their life. But Kevin, in my opinion, you're missing out on a fantastic city here in OKC. Not that where you live right now is bad. And I guess if I'm not being too bitter, I hope you're happy. But tomorrow night, I hope you walk out of here miserable. That wraps it up for me today here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Until tomorrow, when we break down the Golden State game a little bit more and Billy Donovan tells us why the Thunder is such a good matchup for GSW, I'm Eric G. saying so long and Thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.